It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. The Dow closed down almost 900 points today, ending another brutal day on Wall Street. Investors are worried about the impact of President Trump's tariffs and about a possible recession. So how worried should consumers be about what's next for the economy? Maria Aspen is NPR's financial correspondent. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Ari.
Just to start with the stock market, what's the latest?
So the stock market has been up and down, but mostly down since early last week when President Trump's new tariffs went into effect. Then Trump gave a few temporary reprieves to automakers in Mexico and Canada. But all the whiplash spooked investors who are worried that tariffs could eventually hurt the broader economy. And then yesterday, Fox News aired an interview with Trump that got everyone more worried. Fox News anchor Maria Bartiromo asked Trump this.
Are you expecting a recession this year?
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing.
So how significant is it that he did not rule out the possibility of a recession there?
Well, it seems significant today. Now, I should note Trump's Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, did tell NBC News in a different interview yesterday that, quote, there's no chance of a recession. But today, Wall Street seemed to be listening to Trump more than Lutnick.
So how concerned should people be that tariffs might spark a recession?
Well, one of the big concerns over tariffs is that they could really hike the prices consumers pay for everything from cars to groceries. That'll contribute to inflation and hurt the wider economy. We've seen companies, including Target and Best Buy, warn that tariffs will lead to higher prices. So that's a huge consideration for consumers and for consumer-facing businesses.
And of course, the stock market is not the same as the economy, but how much of a warning sign is the drop in the markets that we're seeing right now?
Right. Well, any one day in the markets is pretty ephemeral. Tomorrow, something could happen that sparks a rally. And we should note that some of the worst losses today were among tech stocks, which have also been the hottest and thus the most overvalued. But there are a couple of longer-term trends I'm watching here. For all businesses, there's been so much back and forth that it creates a lot of volatility. And for consumers and businesses alike, that volatility makes it hard to plan. There's also just there had been some lingering doubt about whether Trump is serious about the tariffs or just using them as a negotiating tactic. Now it increasingly seems like he might really be serious. And maybe, as Trump promises, there will be long-term gains. But as many experts are warning, there will also be some immediate pain.
That's NPR's Maria Aspen. Thank you.
Thank you.